The unsurpassed, penetrating, and perfect truth is seldom met with, even in 100,000 myriad kalpas. Now we can see and hear it, we can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself. Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. How nice to see everybody. Thank you for all the help, kindness, support, gifts, food, presence, being here that you have given us this weekend. It's just been really kind, and we really, really appreciate it. This is support for us, and thank you all so much. It's just been wonderful. We have our new red gates. One is up. New beginnings. They're very red. I think they're lovely. They were gifts to us from two very generous and kind donors to just kind of start us again, a new beginning for us. The gates of Shasta Abbey stand open wide. All are welcome. And that's what I'm going to talk about. All are welcome. We are all welcome and invited to come to Shasta Abbey, to practice the Dharma, to train in the way of the Buddha. All of us are welcome. We just have to believe it. We've also been given two new statues. Pine Mountain Temple gave us a beautiful white Kishtigarbha statue, which I think we'll put out in the animal cemetery, because I think animals need welcoming too. To welcome them to the family of Buddha, because Kishtigarbha is the patron saint of animals, women, children, anybody who is somewhat vulnerable, and beings in the hells. Kishtigarbha dwells in the hells until all beings are released. He's inviting us. So we thought he'd put him up there. And we have a white Avalokiteshvara statue that the community kind of gave to ourselves, again with some help from a kind donor. And what we're going to do with this statue, it's a really beautiful Avalokiteshvara, a very kind expression. We're going to make a shrine somewhere, maybe in the central garden, probably not till the spring. But we'd like to make a shrine dedicated to all those who have trained here, whether they're monks or lay people, whether they're living or they've died, whether they're still with us or long gone, whether we know them or we don't, including us who are still here, because we owe all of them something. And we are surrounded by the things they made, the things they gave us. They have all helped to build the temple in some way. This book was made by somebody who has now left, and I think of her when I open it. The hall, you know, built by people, some of them no longer with us, and yet they've helped us, all of us. So we would like to do that, to build a shrine and dedicate it to all these people. All are welcome. There are a number of former monks here this weekend. We're just delighted to see you. Really happy. Always welcome. And there are some people who have come here for the first time. You're most welcome too. Some have been training for intermediate periods, short, long, a whole motley assembly. Including my brother John and his wife Diana, whom I forgot to mention yesterday, most welcome and come all the way from England. Priors of other temples, just all these people, just lovely to see you all here. And doing a ceremony for Reverend Master today, she would have been tickled pink to see us all here today, I think. Just delighted, all of us here, to celebrate and to move forward. And there are some people who feel that they're not welcome, but all are welcome. You say the gate won't be closed to any living thing. You have to stand by that. All are welcome. No one excluded. No one kept away. There's a picture I saw a few years ago, actually maybe 10 years ago, of a Buddha, a standing Buddha, with his arms outstretched like this. I'd never seen a Buddha like that. There was a postcard of this Buddha welcoming all beings. He's standing on a bare platform. He might be in a museum, I don't know, but I've never forgotten this picture of this Buddha because it's so unusual to have a Buddha statue standing like this, welcoming all beings. And I thought, whoa, that's wonderful. If anybody knows where that statue is, I'd be delighted to hear. But the thing is that the Buddha welcomes all beings. And we have to know we're welcome. We have to come. Reverend Master Jiyu welcomed all beings. Us, Motley Crue, she welcomed the young and wild, the people who really wanted to train with her, people just coming through. She would welcome everybody on their own terms and do her best to help them. She never belittled anybody. She never made anyone feel they couldn't do it. She never put people down. She would see the potential in all of us, and she expected us to live up to it. And she could be tough because she was trying to train us to live up to our own potential. It does not help to be told, there, dear, you know, you can't really do it, just do your best, you know, it's good. She'd say, man, what are you doing? You know, it's much better, because otherwise you can't, you don't learn. You just think, oh, I'll just do my best, my worm-like best. You know? But you have to actually step up and do it. And if someone's yelling at you, you can either cower away and slink off, or you can just do it and kind of go beyond the fear. And it was really helpful, and I've never ceased to be grateful to her. Someone told me the other night when we were watching the slides of, you know, those pictures of Reverend Master and former monks, many of whom you remember, looking much younger. Somebody told me of a time when Reverend Master asked her to help her with something, and she didn't know her very well, and she came to help and was completely nervous and abashed and afraid and felt she couldn't do it and everything. And that's exactly how it would be. It would just kind of, just being with her, you would see your own difficulty. She didn't do this on purpose. I'm sure she was just delighted to have the help. But we would find our own inadequacy or fear or whatever just right in our face. I know this happened with me. There it was, you know, and I'd have to do something with it. She welcomed us. She treated us with kindness and also with strictness, wisdom and compassion and kindness. Sometimes people blamed her for their difficulties. Sometimes, you know, they didn't understand. Often we didn't understand, because she'd be the focus of our training and therefore the focus of our difficulties. But she was always trying to help us. When she was tough, when she was kind, when she seemed welcoming, when she seemed to be putting it right to you, she was always trying to help. And this is the thing that we have to understand. The Buddha welcomes all of us. She didn't have all the answers. Sometimes she made mistakes, and yet she was always trying to help us. And because of that kindness and because of her wisdom, we knew that she knew what she was doing and that we could trust her. So we could step up to it and do what was asked. Kindness and wisdom. You have to have both. If you just have wisdom and you're kind of cold, people don't really, they're not drawn to the Dharma and they don't really trust it. If you practice just kindness and no wisdom, well, we'll have a nice time, but we're not getting anywhere. You have to have both. And she manifested both. There's the Buddha with his arms outstretched to all of us, welcoming all beings. As I said, most Buddha statues aren't like this. Sometimes he's sitting in meditation. Sometimes he's turning the wheel of the law. Sometimes he's standing. Sometimes he's walking. But he's always inviting us Buddha statues invite us to sit with the Buddha, to listen to the Dharma. Avalokiteshvara invites us, Kishtigarbha invites us to practice the Dharma. They're not just sitting by themselves off on cloud nine. They're inviting us, they're for us, because the Dharma is for people, it's for us. It's for human beings, messy, deluded and crazed as we are, it's for us. It's not for the saints, they don't need it the same way. We really need it. And the statues, images, Buddha images, images of bodhisattvas, they invite us, they welcome us to practice the Dharma. The Buddha said, come and see. He was an example of both kindness and wisdom. He would talk to anybody. He ordained zillions of people. Some of them were totally, just like, you know, us in our early days, wacky. And you read some of the stories about them, you'd think, whoa, we think we have problems, you know. But he would welcome them. Even on his deathbed, he ordained a new monk. And the, you know, Ananda said, no, 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 don't bother the Buddha. He said, no, no, let him come. Or allowed him to enter the Sangha right on his deathbed. He would talk to kings and queens and courtesans and farmers and untouchables and all kinds of people and welcome them all and talk to all of them. Even ones who'd come to be rude, he would give them something to help them. He was never just rude and unkind. The Buddha Dharma welcomes everybody. Kindness, compassion, wisdom. And it's the compassion and wisdom that makes it possible for us to see our difficulties and to work with them. We have to come and see. We have to come and allow ourselves to see our own difficulties, our own weaknesses, our own suffering, and be willing to work with it. And the kindness allows us to do that. The kindness of the Buddha, the kindness of the Dharma, the kindness of the Sangha. All of us, our kindness to each other helps all of us that we are kind and also wise. So that when Reverend Master would give us strict teaching, we could take it. She wasn't just being nice, she was showing us the way. Kindness and compassion and wisdom. It's up to us to know that we are welcome. It's up to us to come. It's up to us to come in the gate, to step in the door, to put ourselves out there and to face our difficulties, to look at ourselves, to do the training. It's not just, as I said, just being nice, and it's also based on kindness. We have both together, the warp and the woof, as it were. Because you can't have one without the other. It doesn't work. And we all have within us that kindness, that compassion and acceptance. And we also have wisdom. The wisdom that knows there is something in me that is pure, that I can turn to, that will help me, that will guide me. And there is also kindness and generosity in each one of us. Regardless of what we may think of ourselves, it is our own judgment of ourselves, I keep saying this, our own judgment of ourselves that seems to obstruct, that seems to create a closed door or a closed gate. But there is no closed door, no closed gate. The gate is open wide. The door stands wide open for all of us. None of us is unable to go through that door. All of us are worthy followers of the Buddha. All of us come in the door, and no matter how hard things may become, to keep coming through that door, to keep on following the way of the Buddha, to keep on following Reverend Master Jiyu, her example of kindness, compassion, wisdom, to be truly worthy disciples of her is to practice kindness. Above all, humanity. She was first and foremost a human being. The Dharma is for human beings. It's for us. As I said, it's not for saints, it's for us. We are the ones who need it. And with kindness, we can come through the door, accept it. There are those here who have been training far longer than I have. I felt completely abashed when I found I have to do a talk with people here who were monks long before I was, lay trainees long before I ever came, when I was still out making horrible trouble for myself. And all I can do is say this very simple thing. All are welcome. We are all welcome and will be to the family of Buddha. All we have to do is come on in, know we're invited, and to keep on coming in. No matter how long we've been training or whether we're just here today for the first time, we are all welcome. And thank you so much for all your kindness to us.